Ernest, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Ernest, what's up? Look, life's expensive. Whether it's extra fees at the movies, hidden airline charges, or surprise concert ticket fees, it feels like every step forward comes with a setback. But what if your bank actually helped you move forward? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get tools designed to make financial progress easier, like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and even early direct deposit up to 2 days early. Imagine how much smoother things could be with extra breathing room like that. Now, let me tell you about SpotMe. We've all been there, checking your balance, realizing you're short, and then getting hit with an overdraft fee. I've had it happen, and it is frustrating. But with Chime, overdrawing your account doesn't come with a penalty. You can overdraft up to $200, and Chime will spot you. No fees, no stress. Your next deposit automatically covers the negative balance. Chime's not just a bank, it's a community. You can give or receive boosts from friends to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit when you're in a pinch. And with over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, accessing your money won't cost extra either. Here's the best part. Chime has already spotted its members over $30 billion in financial support, helping millions of people make progress. So why not join them? Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Timing depends on the submission of the payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Chime. Feels like progress.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of these other fees, right? Because we know about the mortgage. Some people know about the property tax. We know about homeowners insurance. But there's some other fees that...
But wait, but before we go to another slide, so because we didn't. I just want to make sure people get that the whole thing. So can we go back to the slide?
Let's do it. Yep.
So utilities is a big one because this is why a lot of people are using, you know, different type of energy efficient things for their homes, and that can save a lot of money, right? And even setting up a utility a lot of times is a process, water, gas, all that type of stuff. And then of course the homeowner's insurance, but the homeowner's insurance is vitally important now, especially you look at California, fires, you look at Florida, you look at floods. So, okay. The taxes, we just talked about that. That's important. The mortgage is pretty going to be straightforward as far as on the bank side. You should understand those terms. But this homeowner's insurance and the utilities, can you talk about that? Because that's something that people need to really have an understanding of what they're getting themselves into before they actually get the home.
Absolutely. So let's jump into utilities. If you're looking for a single family home, it would be ideal. And I want you to write this down. Oftentimes agents don't do this. Ask the previous homeowners to provide you with a statement of what their utility bills are. Like, what are they paying on average for their light bill? What are they paying on average for their gas bill? Those are two controllable expenses that you don't really consider when you're buying a home. Why is this important? Let's just say you're buying a 5,000 square foot home on a basement. And you're coming from a two bedroom apartment that's maybe 1,300 square feet. The difference in the amount of heat that's required to heat that space, the amount of HVAC that's required to cool that space, it could be almost the cost of, it could really be thousands of dollars. So while you're out here assessing what your expenses should be, ensure that you get that information from the current homeowner before making your purchase. So utilities are such a big deal. And then when we talk about homeowners association fees, so you guys are in New York. So a lot of times you guys are buying, not y'all, because you know, you deserve to be rich. But a lot of people are buying condos, townhouses, things like that. And there, a lot of times those fees are included. So if you get into an HOA, they'll say, here's an additional. I saw a condo here in Atlanta where the HOA fee is $1,400 a month. But it includes the utilities and then it includes amenities. So it kind of offsets, but you have to understand how that will affect your monthly payment. So HOA fees is a huge deal. I think we get a big, like, bad rep. I don't want a house in the HOA. It's good to it and it's not so good. The good parts of an HOA is if you are in a neighborhood, a single family neighborhood, and everybody has to maintain the exterior a certain way, everybody has to maintain the grass, their yards a certain way, it actually helps with your value appreciation. You're going to hear me say value appreciation a lot because I want you to understand that is the number one reason for getting into real estate and owning a property is value appreciation and ownership. That's it. So of course, HOA fees is something you need to consider and see what's included in that. And then routine maintenance. I most recently was consulting with someone and they have to get an entire new HVAC system. They got a quote for $20,000. Like, you can't call the landlord. You are the landlord. You are in charge of those of that maintenance. So getting routine maintenance on your property and accounting for those additional expenses, I hate to scare people. Everybody has this scare tactic. I'm going to tell you, look into any type of home warranty companies that offer complete protection. So when you get a home warranty company, that helps you with the routine maintenance. So instead of you being responsible for that $20,000 fee to replace the system, if you were paying a monthly fee into a home warranty company, then you could call them the same way you would call your landlord. Why do I want to say this? Because I'm sick of people trying to scare people into not owning a home, saying, oh, my landlord can pay for that. Well, if you were paying a $50 fee per month and your HVAC system went out tomorrow, you would be able to call your home warranty company to cover it. So don't allow these expenses to scare you, but be very aware that these expenses are there. So your job is to protect yourself. So again, unexpected expenses are going to happen. You're going to have to get your gutters cleaned every year. You're going to have to get your exterior of your property pressure washed every year. Some people do it every quarter. You have to consider that you want a home inspector to come inspect your property every single year, not just when you buy the home. When you initially buy the home, you do get a home inspection because you're negotiating with the seller for any defects in the property and you don't want to purchase a property with a defect. But what happens when you live in a home? There could be underground leaks that you are not aware of that continue to happen. Your HVAC could be at the bottom of, like, at the end of its lifespan. So you get a home inspection every single year. That's about $500 to $600. But what it does is preventative maintenance. That preventative maintenance, now you can call your home warranty and your handyman to address issues before they become too expensive. No one talks about that type of maintenance, but that's what it requires to maintain a home. So outside of that, you have the utilities, you have the just maintaining the integrity of your property, but then you also got to account for certain things. And I'm going to focus on single family homes because it's completely different maintenance than having a condo. A single family home, you may want to take into your budget, at what point do I have to replace the roof? An average roof span is 15 to 25 years. So you have to think about that. At what point do I have to replace the HVAC system? They keep changing the Freon and different things in the HVAC system. That's typically 5 to 10 years. Some of them are saying 20 years. So what you want to do is budget that, get, and I will not stress this enough, get a home warranty, get a home warranty, and then make sure when you purchase your property, you're getting scheduled and consistent maintenance of your home. That is
there's a part here, like we talked about the homeowner's insurance, but most people don't know about mortgage insurance. And I'm assuming if a lot of people are doing, are being first time home buyers and they don't have the 25% down payment or 20% down payment, they're going to fall in this category. So talk about what that is and kind of give it like an explanation of what mortgage insurance actually entails.
Yeah. So mortgage insurance covers the lender. Mortgage insurance does not cover your property. It covers the lender in case you default on the loan. So when you're paying mortgage insurance, a lot of people are like, do I have to pay it? Yes, you have to pay mortgage insurance unless you're putting 20% down. If you're putting less than 20% down, at some point, though, what does happen, you do pay the private mortgage insurance. But at some point when you have invested more than 20% towards the principal of your mortgage, you can actually call your mortgage lender and say, hey, I have invested this much. I want the mortgage insurance to come off. The mortgage insurance will not cover your house if it's damaged. The mortgage insurance doesn't cover your house, God forbid, if there's a fire. It only covers the lender because the lender is taking a chance on you because you don't have enough skin in the game. You have enough skin in the game for them to say, hey, we're going to give you this mortgage, but you're putting less than 20% down. So we need insurance on top of what we're giving you, just in case you default and you cannot satisfy the loan. That is what mortgage insurance is, and you can't get around it.
So, what's some best practices as far as for the homeowner's insurance, right? For the homeowner's insurance, what's best practices that people should be aware of when getting a homeowner's insurance policy?
You get what you pay for. Cheaper is not always better. And I feel like oftentimes when you're shopping with different home insurance companies, and I have great relationships with homeowners insurance companies, you're just thinking, this is going to affect my monthly payment. It is. They take the calculation of what it will cost you for 12 months, and then you're paying on it every single month as a part of your escrows. Your escrows include your insurance and your taxes, right? So when you're thinking about, okay, I have to pay this amount, I would say shop and tell them the truth. If you have 3 Rolex watches in the house, right, and you just did an upgrade in your kitchen and did soft close cabinets and Wolf appliances, you need to tell your insurance company about this. Because what happens is you're getting insured at the house. Let's say you buy a house with, you know, GE appliances. You're just happy to own a home. You read the book, I Deserve to Be Rich. You do a stock option play, and now you want to renovate your kitchen. Now you go and do this whole renovation. It's a $100,000 renovation, and you don't report it to your homeowner's insurance company. What happens in the interim if your house catches on fire? Like I said, like what happened in LA and things like that. If you never paid the difference in that cost, it's not covered. So that's why keeping up with your homeowner's insurance and making sure that you tell your preferred insurance agency the truth about your assets. They can understand how much it would cost to actually rebuild the property, because there's different levels to insurance. Cheaper is never better. I will always say be educated about the level of insurance that you receive. So in case something happens, because that is what insurance is for, you're covered.
And then also it's important because they had a study that, like, I think 30% of homeowners actually, they're paying more money in all the ancillary stuff than the actual mortgage. So you got to have a budget. You got to have an idea of how much money you're going to spend, because if not, if your budget is like $2,500 and your mortgage is $2,000, you think that I got a $500 surplus. But then when you add all these utilities and the taxes and then the insurance and then, you know, maintenance, upkeep, and the budget is actually your $2,000 a month mortgage actually turns into $4,500 a month that you actually end up spending. That causes a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of those taxes that I didn't even see in there is school tax. right? Like everybody wants to live in a great neighborhood and go to the great school. Well, that costs. And so that's something that's getting paid semi-annually or sometimes quarterly. So just keep that in mind. Like when you want to move to that great neighborhood because it's a prestigious school, the people that own property there, they're paying school taxes, which is another amount that you're going to have to put into that budget that you apparently thought you had when you were starting the buying process.
Oh, and this is one thing I want to tell you guys, and I'm a professional, right? So it shouldn't have happened to me, but it happened to me too with homeowners insurance. One of my investment properties, I'm just like, why is this monthly note so high? What happened, right? I did put down 20%, so I just pay yearly. I pay annually, and it slipped my mind to renegotiate the terms of my homeowner's insurance policy. So they increased my homeowner's insurance policy beyond the limit that I wanted, was comfortable with. So always remember, you have to advocate for yourself. And every year when it's time to renew that policy, you do know you don't have to be stuck with who you started with. You can actually shop around, let them know you're shopping around, shop three different people, tell them you're shopping, get the lowest rate, and then but get the lowest rate that has the highest coverage. Let me say that one more time. Get the lowest rate that has the highest coverage, and that will help with controlling your overhead expenses.
Highly important, highly important. All right, so
ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.